Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Abava is here, too. Joel is the president of Franchise Specialists Incorporated, Franchise Selection Specialists Incorporated, I should say. And he is the franchise king, and many of you have seen him around on cyberspace writing about things that are important to the franchisee and the franchisor. And from time to time, he joins us to give us the bit of his wisdom on this topic. Joel Abava, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim. How's it going?
We're doing good. It's always good to have you back. Thanks for being here. Joel, what's the news out there? What are you seeing out there in the area of franchises? Is the franchise marketplace growing?
Well, you know, the group of followers that follow me around what I do and what I write, things that I do lean a little bit negative, and I admit that I do sometimes. So I'm going to answer this as carefully as I can, so I don't want to, you know, upset them. In one word, flatness.
Flatness.
It's flat.
Do you think it's because of the demand, or do you think it's because of the access to capital?
Access to capital is slowing down demand, as far as I can tell. People just, you know, people are squirrely to begin with. You know, the job market is still pretty lousy. People are fearful.
And
people
you're in Ohio. Northern Ohio,
yep.
And what's the unemployment rate in Ohio?
We're I think in that 9 to 10%.
So you're pretty close, a little above national average.
Yeah, we usually maintain our aboveness.
But I can see that. I can see where the capital, because you know, even a not too many franchisees buy their entire franchise with borrowed money. They usually have to have game, some kind of equity in the game, but it's true that a fair amount of it, at least some elements of it, maybe if it's nothing more than leasing equipment, some of it is borrowed money.
Oh yeah, a lot of it's leveraged. Absolutely. At least 2/3 of it in most cases.
And with a scenario where the capital is tighter, that's going to naturally put a damper on. But what do you tell somebody right now if they say, you know what, I really think franchising is for me. What do you tell them?
Well, I tell them that it could be for you, and let's find out first of all. So I have a free quiz over at takethefranchisequiz.com. It's kind of an entrepreneurial kind of questionnaire, and
right.
it's totally unscientific, but it works. And I try to find out first of all if people have the right personality kind of profile for franchising.
See, I would not be a good franchisee.
Terrible.
Because I don't like to color inside the lines.
Me either. I like to make the lines.
Yeah, but there are plenty of people who a franchise is perfect for them.
Yes.
They and that's not to take anything away from their entrepreneurship. It's just that maybe they're not as wacky as you and I are.
Yeah, that's true. You
they're
know,
a little more sane than you and I are.
Well, yeah, Reva Lesnowski, you know, the old. Yeah, she's not old, but the former editor of
Entrepreneur. I'll tell you, Mitch. I'll tell you said that.
You know, thank you so much for that. We talk online every day, but you know, her and I have this little battle going back and forth about if a franchisee is really entrepreneurial. You know, is a true entrepreneur.
She thinks they're not.
I think they're not.
Oh, you think they're not?
She leans more towards that they are, and I say absolutely not. That the true entrepreneur is the franchisee.
Yeah.
But there are some entrepreneurial things that franchisees can do when it comes to marketing a little bit.
With the ability to fail and to fall, you know, to do a big financial belly flop.
Yes.
I think that's an entrepreneurial thing, no question about it.
But you know what, Jim? if someone thinks that they're going to buy a Subway franchise, for instance, and go to Subway University or whatever it's called, and go in there and tell the instructor that, well, you know what, I have a suggestion. If you put the cheese on before the roast beef,
right,
you're going to save 1.3 seconds. Sandwich. That is not the person that should even be.
No, well, see, that would be me. See, that
yeah,
would,
right.
Yeah, no, you're right about that's. Well, that's what I meant when I said earlier. And I before you got here, I was talking about coloring inside the
right,
lines,
uh-huh.
and you know, that's you got to be prepared to do that because you know I remember there's one place here that is a franchise, and they make chicken salad. And I love their chicken salad,
okay.
And all of a sudden it started tasting differently. Said, what happened? What have you done to your chicken salad? They said, well, the franchise recipe changed from using dill pickles to sweet pickles or vice versa. I forgot
really?
Which one. Yeah, they went from one kind of pickle to the other kind of pickle. I said, I don't like the new one. I want the old one. I want you to make me some chicken salad with the old recipe.
He said, you're so nostalgic.
I can't do that.
That's right.
He wouldn't make me my own recipe with the other kind of pickles. He just wouldn't do it because I mean
right.
He was following the instructions.
Stock.
That's exactly. I was going to buy him the pickles. I would buy the pickles, but I want my chicken salad like I want it. But the point here, folks, this is instructional. You know, these franchisors, they're entrepreneurial, but once they write it on a rock, they expect it to stay like that.
That's right. Follow the system.
And if you can't, then you're gonna be unhappy as a franchisee. A
lot of headaches. A lot of headaches.
Yeah. So what else? What else are you seeing out there?
I'm seeing, you know, as we talk about the capital, you know, you're such a gentleman, Jim, because you say that the access to capital is a little tough. I say it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
These bankers will not step up to the plate.
Well, the reason I say it's a little tough is because I do believe this. I believe that if the entrepreneurial sap is rising in your bark for real, mm-hmm. you'll find a way to capitalize your business.
I think so, too.
Started my business 21 years ago, Joel, when there was plenty of access to capital. It just wasn't available to me.
Well, of course.
Because I wasn't a good risk in those days. I didn't have, you know, what I
needed.
And so I bootstrapped it, you know, from one little nickel at a time.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm getting at is, but that's my own show. I didn't have to buy a franchise. I didn't have to pony up for a franchise fee to do that thing. And there is capital available out there. You just have to know where to find it. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, blending the franchise idea with access to capital right after these messages with our good friend Joel Abava. He is the franchise king. 20 after the hour. Stay with us.
In every way. So ferry, cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I...
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassing, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the other things there, the articles, the newsletter. You can subscribe to that while you're there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And also, page on the right side, there's a poll question. That we have a different one each week, and if you'll click on that and submit it, it'll actually show you what the results are to that point, and how other people have voted based on your, you know, what you've done. And when you come back, it'll keep adjusting and updating. So check that out on the right side of the page, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and all the other things that are there. We built it just for you. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Joel Abava is with us. He is the franchise king. We're talking about franchises and that marketplace and some of the challenges that marketplace has. Joel, tell us how we can find you online. You're in a lot of places.
I'm in a lot of places. The best place, my hub, is www.thefranchisekingblog.com.
Okay. Give us that website again where we can go take that franchise test.
www.takethefranchisequiz.com. I developed that
and this is free, right?
To help people kind of get into the mindset of whether they're too entrepreneurial to even become a franchisee. You and I both know that a lot of people see a busy franchise in their neighborhood and they say, oh, I can open one of these. I can rock and roll.
Right.
But they might not be right for it. They might be too entrepreneurial. They might have the wrong personality. So
yeah.
this quiz helps them kind of start thinking. And I personally grade it for them. Back.
I appreciate
that. I don't sell anything.
It's free.
It's free.
Thank you for that. Well, folks, that's a great resource that will tell you if you kind of personality, you've got the kind of you're the kind of thinker, you have the kind of expectations.
Yes.
That makes you a good franchisee, you know, and if you fail at this, if you pass it, congratulations. That's now you know what you should be doing.
Right.
You probably wouldn't be good at from scratch. This is a way of finding out where you should go. And if you fail this thing, I shouldn't say fail maybe, but if Joel comes back and says, Adam, I think you wouldn't be a good franchisee, well, then you just found out that you should be a franchisor maybe.
Yeah, be a franchisor or you know what, even get another job.
Yeah, go back to
work.
Or just start your own business somewhere. You know, you never know. And by the way, folks, let's remind the audience. You know, we use this terminology all the time. We forget other people have lives. They actually think about other things. Remind the audience, define franchisor and define franchisee.
Franchisee is you, hopefully, who will buy a franchise and become the local owner. The franchisor is the person who came up with the concept and who you get to pay the franchise fee and the royalties
and spent all their blood, sweat, and tears and money developing this and making it successful.
That's right.
So you can just take it and water and go to work.
Take it and run. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so back to this capitalization thing that we were talking about earlier. The SBA is still making loan guarantees.
They are, but their percentages are down.
That's right. And then you got local banks, you got regional banks and independent community banks
yep.
that are still making loans to small businesses. But the problem that they're running into is not so much they're not making loans because they are, but they're not having much demand for loans. The reason loans are down is not because of in that sector of the economy, not because of the banking sector, but because of the demand.
Right. The demand is down.
But if you can put together a credit rating, some equity of your own, and a franchise that you can justify to your banker and family and to the franchisor, if you can put that together, and that's, I'm not saying that's a cakewalk, but my point though, Joel, is it can be done.
I think it can be done too. You know, one of the issues that the banks are telling me is, we'd love to talk to some of your candidates, make sure that they have stellar credit and collateral.
Yeah.
No collateral stuff just isn't happening anymore.
No, that's right.
So it's possible, but I think a bigger down payment and serious collateral and a really strong credit rating are going to get you a lot closer.
You know this. You know that. Do you know about the ability to roll your retirement plan into this?
Very familiar.
Have you talked about that very much?
I've helped.
I know some people who have done this. Now,
I'm
not telling people to do it. I'm not saying they should do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's access to some collateral.
I think. Here's my take on it. If you have $300,000 or $400,000 in a and you're 50 years old, and you know, maybe you have a spouse that works, to take a small amount of that and a franchise.
Take 100 of it or something like that?
Yeah, maybe 50
or 80.
A
fourth of it or something?
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
It's your money, but if you're young, if you're 30 years old and you have $50,000 in one,
yeah,
leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's silly. I wouldn't do it.
Well, you don't think a younger person would have a better chance of like that?
Most young people don't have enough in there to begin with, so they shouldn't even be getting into business yet.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, though, you got to find the capital. Hey, give us both of those websites again, please.
Sure. The free quiz is takethefranchisequiz.com, and, of course, you have thefranchiseKingblog.com.
And you see Joel everywhere else. He's all over the place, all over the cyberspace, writing some really important stuff. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back right after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.